KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Electricity Minister Hosien Suramokgopa says Eskom plans to add 2,580 megawatts to the grid in the next 6 months. He says it will be through the return of units at Kuberg, Mirupi and Kusile. Ramokgopa has acknowledged the private sector for their aggressive rollout of solar power systems, easing the strain on the grid. The minister has also used his weekly briefing to caution against using the improvement in the load shedding situation as an electioneering tool. South Africans have not had to deal with the dreaded planned power cuts for nearly a month. The cynics have pointed to the upcoming elections as a reason, saying the ANC is using the improvements as a means to win votes. But Ramokgopa says another factor has been the increase in the use of rooftop solar.
Part of this energy action plan is to ensure that we accelerate the rollout of a rooftop solar solution by both households and industries. I've shared with the country previously that we have seen that there's been a doubling of the capacity of rooftop solar. So we moved in 2022 of July from about 2,200 megawatts to about 4,000 megawatts a year later in 2023. And now I'm sure that we're about to breach the 5,000 megawatts.
A man's in custody after police found unlicensed firearms and a police uniform in his possession in Westville. Mohammed Ismail made a brief appearance in the Pinetown Magistrates Court last week. His case has been postponed to Friday for a formal bail application. KZN Hawk spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says officers searched his Westville home last week. He says Ismail wasn't able to explain why he had the weapons and uniform.
It was a full, complete uniform because it includes the bulletproof vest, it includes the constable flashes, and what was established is that there is no police official who was staying in that residence. As a result, it was seized. The accused facing the charges of possession of unlicensed firearm. He was found in possession of 5 unlicensed firearms, including a rifle.
And Action SA says it's deeply worrying that businessman Edwin Sodi and his associated companies have not yet been blacklisted by National Treasury and have not been included on the database of restricted suppliers. Sodi and his companies have been at the forefront of maladministration and corruption allegations related to the 295 million rand tender to refurbish and upgrade the Rooival wastewater treatment works in Hammanskraal, north of Pretoria. The plant is suspected to have been the source of the recent cholera outbreak that has claimed around 30 lives. Action SA says despite being asked by the city of Tshwane to blacklist the companies, Treasury has failed to do so. Sodi and his company Blackhead Consulting are also among the 18 accused, along with the former ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule in the Free State Asbestos Project corruption case. Durban High of 28 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 33. The top story, the electricity minister says Eskom plans to add 2,580 megawatts to the grid in the next 6 months. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.